Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
As a parent, snack time can be a battle.
Ew!
But with Simply Doritos, I can give my kids the flavors they love with ingredients I feel good about.
Ooh!
No artificial colors or flavors, and made with 8 grams of whole grains per serving. Try Simply Doritos today.
City of Hope. A place where seemingly impossible blood cancers become treatable, curable. With more than 19,000 bone marrow transplants performed, we're the largest and most successful program in the U.S., making major breakthroughs in treating leukemia, lymphoma, and rare blood cancers, personalizing a treatment plan right down to your DNA. Now the experts striving to make the impossible a reality are closer to home. Learn more at cityofhope.org.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with 2 locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
This is Caden Prescorn.
This is JJ Pete Gies.
Hey everybody, this is Jackson Dart, Ole Miss quarterback. You're listening to the Red and Blue Crew with Dave and Brad.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Money they're spending. Everybody's spending money. So Ole Miss, they're spending it better. And how do you spend it better? Well, the first step, whenever we talk about recruiting, I always say, folks, the first step is to evaluate. It's not recruit, it's to evaluate. Ole Miss has cracked the code. Now, those people seem to be leaving. We'll talk on field and the fun stuff, but we got to have some personnel. We got to talk HR first from the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with Brad Logan. Brad, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate your expertise. As always, as I said, Ole Miss, they have been evaluating as well as anybody in college football because spending is just spending. You got to evaluate correctly. And B, they've been losing a lot of those folks. Talk Kevin Bolden. Talk about the kid that just went to the NFL with the Atlanta Falcons. You've got to replace those people now, right?
No doubt. And you're referring to Alex Brown that's now with the Atlanta Falcons. Kelvin Bolden, a Mississippi native, a Southern Miss graduate, was really a key component in Ole Miss's success over the last couple of years, specifically recruiting in the state of Mississippi. It all kind of started with Austin Thomas, a very talented young man with Ole Miss. And, of course, he goes to LSU, and I would expect those relationships to continue. And that's why Bolden is headed down to LSU. And, you know, LSU, we've seen, has done a really good job in Mississippi. They've really kicked it up over the last couple of years recruiting the state of Mississippi. So definitely something to evaluate. But it appears, and until Lane Kiffin, you know, surprises me, he always appears to be one step ahead. And when you talk about the advent of the transfer portal, you talk about recruiting, and he always seems to have an answer. We'll see what he does losing these two key components of the staff and to see what he does to fill those shoes. But I do think there is a cause for concern. I don't know how big of a concern it is right now, quite honestly. There's some time to go before that December signing period, but I do think there's an area of concern.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
As a parent, snack time can be a battle.
Thanks, Mom.
But with Simply Cheetos, I can give my kids the flavors they love with ingredients I feel good about.
Thanks, Mom.
No artificial colors or flavors and made with real cheese. Try Simply Cheetos today.
Is your AI built to work with your business's data? IBM helps you integrate and govern unstructured data wherever it lives, so your business can have more accurate AI instead of just more of it. Get your data ready for AI at IBM.com. The AI built for business. IBM.
Yeah, we talked about, I guess, Preston Tiffany as well, like kind of pipeline from Ole Miss going to a bunch of places when it comes to personnel. Give me the Ole Miss fan listening right now, give them the blue sky here. There has to be an organizational philosophy because you don't just dumb luck your way into, when you look at that portal list, it's hit, 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 hit. There has to be at the top a thread running through this.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is Joe Judge. He is someone that's got some NFL pedigree, obviously, with the New York Giants, still on staff at Ole Miss. There are a number of people that are making the wheel move. And I think a lot of the ways that Ole Miss fans are kind of going crazy over Kelvin Bolden is because he was such a beloved figure at Ole Miss. He was very active on social media. A lot of the other key figureheads, if you will, inside the Manning Center there on campus at Ole Miss are not very vocal when it comes to social media. But Kelvin was, and he's a good dude, and I wish him all the best. But you look at someone like an Alex Collins, over player development a couple of years ago at Ole Miss. Now he's at Colorado State. So it's almost as if Lane Kiffin grooms people for different positions. And I think it's a good opportunity for these young people to come in and learn and go to bigger and better positions. So I have no doubt that there's someone waiting in the wings, whether it be on campus at Ole Miss or somewhere else. The tree of Nick Saban / Lane Kiffin, you see all these tentacles all over the place, and I have no doubt that Lane's got his finger on the pulse and will have those positions filled very quickly.
I remember calling myself out before the draft this year saying I'd gone on the air, you don't get better by losing Matt Corral. Threw 49 touchdowns in two seasons. They got better after they lost Matt Corral. Talk Austin Simmons, because that is a tall order now that Jackson Dart's gone.
It is, and I think a lot of people, Chuck, are kind of looking at that Georgia game. I know we talked last year prior to that game, and I said that it was going to be a big day or have to be a big day for Jackson Dart for Ole Miss to win, but I think it was a big day for Austin Simmons. Now, he only played, I think, two meaningful drives. One of those was a touchdown drive, but it was very early in the game. Ball was wet, packed crowd. Everybody in the country was watching, so there was a lot of pressure on him. Now, I could talk about games earlier in the year, but they're of no significance. They're just snaps. I think you can look back at that Georgia game and kind of latch on to he looked really good. And I think you fast forward the spring, he had a really good spring. I think having a great relationship with Caden Lee, the returning wide receiver, is going to help him. I think Ole Miss going to the portal with Deshaun Stribling, the senior transfer wide receiver, along with Harrison Wallace, the third, a senior transfer, and Caleb Odom. Having those receivers, specifically those like Caden Lee that he's comfortable with, you also return the tight end that everyone's kind of talking about, Deshaun Wright, along with Luke Hodge out of Arkansas. So he's got some targets. I think as long as he's got some targets in that offensive line, who they lost a lot, can give him some time. I think Austin Simmons could be a really good quarterback for Ole Miss.
Talking with Dr. Brad Logan, give us the update on Logan Diggs. Is everything continuing with his recovery?
Everything that we've heard is, you know, Chuck, we saw him run the ball late in the Gator Bowl.
Got a carry.
A couple of months ago. Yeah, he did get one carry. He did come on the field, and he was on the field for a couple of plays and had the one carry. Actually started the game with a brace. Started the game without a brace and put the brace back on. But everything we've heard, Chuck, is that he's going to be good to go. And you look at that running back room, you've got some unanswered questions. Kawan Lacy, someone Ole Miss really recruited hard, went to Missouri, transferred back. You got the senior transfer, Damian Taylor, that I think can give some minutes. But I think Shekai Mills-Knight, the true freshman coming in, is the one that everyone's going to kind of be looking for. Now, Chuck, you know, in the SEC, it's always hard to come in as a true freshman and get immediate snaps, but he's someone they're definitely going to be watching. But you really hope, if you're an Ole Miss fan, that Logan Diggs can come in and get substantial carries. That running back room was just kind of an enigma late in the year. You really got no answers with Ulysses Bentley late in the year. You got a walk-on wide receiver at running back against Florida, the game that Ole Miss lost late in the year that kept them out of the college football playoffs. So definitely a room that Ole Miss has some depth. We'll see how good they are when the season cranks up.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Defensively, just go back and again, I know the players change, but just talk about the job that Golding and also Brian Brown, I guess, but Pete Golding did there, because again, there are a lot of places that spend big and a lot of places that get talent. Ole Miss had the number two defense in America last year.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, anybody's surprised that Ole Miss did not spend as much as they did last year on this particular roster this year. I think there's going to be a lot of chips put in to the middle on Deshaun Womack, the junior transfer out of LSU, the defensive end, along with Princewell Umanmielen and the brother of Princely Umanmielen. They're quite different, but he'll play the buck position. I think the defensive front should be okay with Jeffrey Rush, a redshirt freshman, Will Eccles, Cam Franklin, two names that that played a lot with some of those big names like J.J. Pegues and Walter Nolan. Those guys, of course, in the league now. The biggest question mark to me, Chuck, is the defensive backfield. They weren't terrific last year, and then you lose a lot. You lose Trey Amos, who I've heard is doing great things in the NFL. Now you've got a lot of transfers coming in with Sage Ryan out of LSU, Jalen Braxton, who was injured, out of Arkansas coming in, and then Kapina Gashikin, the senior transfer, coming in. So a lot of unanswered questions. I think Andy Jaffe's probably going to have a pretty good year. He played as a true freshman. Shamar Darden out of Mississippi, a redshirt freshman. A lot of unanswered questions in that secondary for sure. But Chris Graves, Jr., a junior transfer. Ricky Fletcher, another transfer. That seems to be a common component with a Golding defense. But Pete Golding is a guy that, as everybody knows that's listening, was under Nick Saban at Alabama, was a terrific coordinator, came over to Ole Miss, and kind of kept the ball rolling with how good he is. And I expect Ole Miss to be really good on defense. I don't think they'll be as good as they were last year by any stretch, simply because of the talent they're going to have to field. But Golding has proven that he is, I think the E word you said a moment ago is very key, Chuck, in evaluation. He's been very good at evaluation. And until he changes, I'll ride with Golding, and we'll see what happens this year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood1.
Get more than you expect with the $5 meal deal, part of new McValue. Five gets you a McDouble or McChicken and a small fry and a small drink and a four-piece McNuggets. Woo! New McValue at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Just one bite of the deliciously comforting flavor of Easy Cookin' Eckrich Smoked Sausage is enough to take you all the way home. It takes you back to Grandma's famous sausage casserole made in her favorite pan. Its naturally hardwood smoked taste sends you away to those summer days with Dad at the grill. Take a bite and see for yourself that home isn't just a place, it's a taste. And we think you'll like it here. Eckrich.
Wrapping up our Ole Miss talk from the Believe in Ole Miss pod, Brad Logan. Okay, I had talked maybe a month ago. I've been trying to find four SEC playoff teams, and I said there's just too much that I have to kind of get past, too much I have to overcome to get my mind thinking Ole Miss is a playoff team. And I don't know that that's a real provocative statement, but tell me what you think. If you could drop Lane Kiffin in the room of truth, what do you think? Because last year he embraced it. I was like, good for you, Lane. He was like, hell yeah, it's a load-up year. Yeah, absolutely. What do you think his honest forecast is for this season right now?
Well, I do think that Lane learned a lot from last year, specifically game management against Florida and then against Kentucky. He'll have both those opportunities again this year. But I think if you ask me, how does Ole Miss make the college football playoff? I think, number one, they have in their favor the schedule is very conducive to win for the Rebels this year. They get LSU at home. They do have to go to Georgia, but they get Florida at home. They get Arkansas at home. They have to go on the road to Kentucky. They avoid a lot of teams with the letter A, Alabama, Auburn. They avoid Tennessee. They avoid Texas. So this is a very good schedule for Ole Miss. I do think the game against Oklahoma is going to be difficult. You look at what Oklahoma has, I think they're going to circle that Ole Miss game because this is right after Ole Miss goes to Georgia. I don't think that's a game Ole Miss has to win by any stretch. But if you look early on, Kentucky, Arkansas, if they can win those two and then beat Tulane, you have LSU coming in possibly being undefeated. That gives you a chance to make a little bit of a stretch run. I think the easy answer for me is just – how Lane learned from last year. There were a couple decisions I think that he would probably go back and change against LSU, specifically against Kentucky, and then obviously against Florida late in the game. But yeah, I think this is a team that can make a run. I don't know if they have enough talent on defense to do so, but it'll definitely be interesting to see with a schedule that is absolutely has Ole Miss giving them a chance to do something down the stretch.
So Ole Miss, last thing for you, and I want the pulse of the fan base here. They've got 3-10 wins. They got an 11-win season, too. They got 3-10 win seasons in the last four. That's not really what's been normal in my lifetime. Tell me if it is a 8-win season. Let's say that, and it's just kind of back to life's really nice in the Grove. What's the fan base going to be like?
Well, I mean, you'll have some consternation if it's an 8-win season because that means you've lost four games, and I don't know that there are four teams on the schedule right now on paper better than Ole Miss, and so that means you would have lost in teams you should have won. I think 9-3, you know, you get a good bowl game. 10-2, you're in the possibility of a playoff. And I mean, I guess it depends on what three teams you lose to. Yeah. I don't know, you know, how things will shake up. But I do think Ole Miss fans are fat and happy right now, and they have every reason to be because this is not a normal Ole Miss run, if you will. Because in years past, an 8-4 Liberty Bowl year is a big year for Ole Miss. And I don't think that's anything being disparaging to the previous teams or the coaches or the fans. I mean, that's just the way it's always been. So it's absolutely a very profitable time for Ole Miss. And I think a lot of it goes back to Lane Kiffin, but most of it goes back to Keith Carter. Without going into too much detail, his hiring over the last couple of years under Carter has been phenomenal, and it's a great time in the Ole Miss athletic department, to say the least.
Yeah, honestly, I wasn't alive. I don't know Jake Gibbs. I don't know what happened in 19, what a 60 or 61, whenever. This is the most consistent high-level football in my lifetime at Ole Miss. And I'm just, like I said, I always look for scenarios. I'm like, gosh, Ole Miss fans got legit expectations now. So that's something to look forward to. Brother, I always appreciate the conversation. It's always wonderful stuff. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you very much.
All right. Believe in Ole Miss podcast is where you can get him every day.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships, moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, Our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
As a parent, snack time can be a battle.
Thanks, Mom.
But with Simply Cheetos, I can give my kids the flavors they love with ingredients I feel good about.
Thanks, Mom.
No artificial colors or flavors and made with real cheese. Try Simply Cheetos today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.